chain restaurants in King County, that's mostly fast food chains plus Starbucks, are something of a test case. Along with New York City, they were the first in the country to be required to post a calorie count for each item on their menus. Public health leaders were hoping that we, the customers, would see those calorie numbers and choose healthier options. Some do, most don't. But that's not the end of the story. What about the messaging inside the restaurants?
Megasize this, or, you know, eat as much as you want, or eat as much as you can. Did that change over time?
Brian Salins, a psychologist at Seattle Children's Research Institute, sent an undercover auditor into 50 fast food joints and coffee shops. And, yes, indeed, there was a big drop in the promotions for giant portions. He says a couple of local taco-oriented chains in particular dropped their oversized items. On the other hand, he was disappointed at how few began offering more healthy options, and almost none made improvements to their kids' menus. He says calorie labels are a start.
Our next step is, okay, how do you make the healthier choices within these places and other environments an easier choice?
Easier so we don't have to compare calorie numbers. The cheapest and tastiest items would be the healthy ones. Research on menu labels continues, and the federal government is in the process of drafting a national rule about menu labels. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.